From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hurricane Irma is now a Category 3 storm, but it is expected to re-strengthen as it barrels toward the East Coast state of Florida. The state's Governor Rick Scott has already warned that its effects can already be seen and felt, and says that those who are not evacuating now are taking unnecessary chances.
Just remember this. Once the storm starts, law enforcement cannot save you. I'm a dad, I'm a grandfather. I love my family more than anything. I cannot imagine life without them. Do not put your life or your family's life at risk. Right now is the time to do the right thing for you, yourself, and your family.
That sound courtesy of WTSB in Florida. He did not mince words about the storm's potential.
This is a deadly storm, and our state has never seen anything like it. Millions of Floridians will see major hurricane impacts with deadly storm surge and life-threatening winds.
Behind Irma is Hurricane Jose with similar strong winds and following the same route with the island of Bermuda in its path. It is virtually uninhabitable after Irma. Meanwhile, Hurricane Katia made landfall in Mexico on Friday. Rescue efforts are continuing this Saturday in southern Mexico after a massive earthquake struck late Thursday. That has killed at least 61 people. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says that the quake was bigger than a 1985 earthquake that killed thousands of people there then. This latest earthquake struck off Mexico's southern Pacific coast and triggered a 1-meter-high tsunami, but there were no immediate reports of tsunami damage. This is VOA News.